Engage. Engage. Today, we're diving into the word engage, a powerful and versatile word that is useful in both professional and everyday conversations. What does it mean? To engage means to actively involve yourself in something, to attract attention or interest, or to participate in an activity or conversation. Whether you're engaging in a discussion, engaging with your audience, or engaging your brain to solve a problem, this word is all about active involvement. How can you pronounce this word? This word engage is pronounced engage. It's a two-syllable word. Let's break it down. In can be pronounced with the short I like in and out. Or you can use the schwa sound. Either way, it's fine. They're very similar. In. Gay. The g is a hard g sound, followed by the a sound. G, a, gay. This part is where the emphasis lies, so be sure to stretch out the sound a little bit. Gay. J. Finally, finish the j sound, as in judge. Gage. Focus on the a sound in the middle. This is a diphthong. It's a vowel sound that glides from one vowel to another. Make sure it's clear and distinct. Engage, engage, engage. How can you use this word, engage, in different contexts? Number one, professional setting. At meetings, someone might say, "I try to engage with all team members during meetings to ensure everyone's ideas are heard." Or for presentations, you might say, "To engage your audience, start with an interesting story or question that draws them in." Number two, daily conversations. In the social interactions, you might be able to say about someone, "She's really good at engaging people in conversation, making everyone feel included." Or you might be able to talk about a book or a movie. "This book was really engaging from the first chapter. I couldn't put it down." Incorporating the word engage into your daily conversations not only enhances your vocabulary, but also helps you communicate more effectively. Whether you're engaging with a person, an idea, or an activity, using this word reflects your active involvement and interest. The more you use it, the more natural it will become in your speech. Remember, the key to mastering any word is to engage with it actively. That's it for today's episode. I hope this episode was engaging enough for you, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.